אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי ב.
We're reading in Kabbalah for the student, page 247. The article is The Giving of the Torah, Matan Torah, item 13. You can ask questions in our website, kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Item 13. There are two parts in the Torah. One, mitzvot between man and God. And two, mitzvot, precepts between man and man. And they both aim for the same thing, to bring the creature to the final purpose of dvekut with him. Furthermore, even the practical side in both of them is really one and the same. Because when one performs an act, lishma, for her sake, without any mixture of self-love, meaning without finding any benefit for himself, then one does not feel any difference whether one is working to love one's friend or to love the Creator. This is so because it is a natural law for any being that anything outside one's own body is regarding as unreal and empty, is regarded as unreal and empty. And any movement that a person makes to love another is performed with a reflected light and some reward that will eventually return to him and serve him for his own good. Thus, such an act cannot be considered love of other, because it is judged by its end. It is like rent that finally pays off. However, the act of renting is not considered love of another. But making any kind of movement only as a result of love of others, without any spark of reflected light, at no hope for any kind of self-gratification in return, is completely impossible by nature. It is written in the Tikkuni Zohar about that with regard to the nations of the world. Every grace that they do for themselves.
Meaning, the nations of the world are called egoists. This is the definition in the wisdom of Kabbalah without any relationship to nationality.
This means that all the good deeds that they do, either towards their friends or towards their God, are not because of their love of others, but because of their love for themselves. And that is because it is completely unnatural. Therefore, only those who keep Torah and mitzvot are qualified for it, because by accustoming themselves to keeping Torah and mitzvot in order to bring contentment to their Maker, they gradually depart from the bosom of the natural creation and acquire a second nature, being the above-mentioned love of others. This is what brought the sages of the Zohar to exclude the nations of the world from loving their fellow person, when they said, every act of grace that they do for themselves, because they are not involved in keeping Torah and mitzvot lishma. And the only reason they serve their gods is for reward and salvation in this world and in the next.
What we see in people, aside from our society, where we are trying to rise to a higher degree. But if you go out on the street, look everywhere, people who work for their own benefit, their own good. Anything they do for themselves. At least they do some chesed, some grace, meaning they don't just violently take whatever they think belongs to them.
Thus, their worship of their gods is because of self-love too, and they will never perform an action that is outside the boundaries of their own bodies, for which they will be able to lift themselves even a wisp above their basic nature.
Questions?
This last paragraph isn't clear when he says that their worship of their gods is because of self-love too. And they will never perform, this is not clear, will never perform an action that is outside of the boundaries of their own bodies for which they will be able to lift themselves even a wisp above their basic nature. I don't understand.
It means that every chesed and everything they do is all for their own good, their own benefit. That's it. Meaning, who is the God here? Each person by himself. He is the most important. What is God? That there's someone more important than me. Because I'm a desire to receive. So, with respect to the will to receive, there's someone who's more important than someone who's less important.
The truth is, what's not clear to me is what he says, that they'll never perform an action that's outside of the boundaries of their own, that won't, such a thing won't happen to them.
No, they can't imagine that there is such an action that comes out of the boundary of their egoistic desire. They're also not aware of the fact that they only work into their ego. They simply, they're operated and that's it. There's no judgment with them. That's how they were created. That's how they're acting. There's no complaints against them.
Ken.
The mitzvot, the precepts, are divided to the creator and for other fellow man. But instead of saying creator, we say place. Why is that?
This is called the creator. Mitzvot between a man and a place, and between a man and his friend. Chanoch, say something. You're holding yourself. Just ask. No? Okay. Rachamim is...
Rav, lama rak mi shemitbatel
umitfael? Why only the ones who are null are impressed and they're able to integrate?
Oh, it's such a wise tidbit, I didn't get it.
Why only the ones who are null are impressed from the friends and they're allowed to integrate with them? Otherwise, you can't integrate.
How will he integrate with them if he doesn't annul before them?
I'm asking why.
Because the law of incorporation, integration, when I want to merge with something, I have to acquire the qualities of that something.
Rav. The quality of Rachamim.
Talk into the mic, not into your fingers.
Sorry. The quality of Rachamim, of mercy, is integrated in the judgment, Dinim. Is this Nekudot Desag, when they go down to Tabur, integrating in Nehideak?
You're saying something, but what's your question?
I'm asking if this is so. If there's a possibility for Malchut to go up to Bina.
No. Don't tarnish what you just said. Nekudot of Sag go down to Nehi Avak to add to them the force of bestowal.
And you have to feel below Tabo. Because not everyone understands that Nehi Deak is below Tabo.
Okay, you can correct me. Something is happening with him. Okay, let's go. If you're not asking, I'm moving forward. I don't see questions from the world clear and not from here. Okay? Meaning, nations of the world is the egoistic desire in each and every one. Israel is the desire that is aimed at the Creator, attaining the Creator. Israel in exile means they want to come out of themselves to reach the Creator, but they can't because the general ego is holding each and every one down. So the Torah speaks about one person, not with respect to some large bodies of people. Man is a small world. Inside of him are the nations of the world. Everything is inside of him. man is a small world. There's no more than man, a person.
Item 14, page 248. Thus, we can clearly see that toward those who keep Torah and mitzvot lishma, there is no difference between the two parts of the Torah, even on the practical side. This is because before one accomplishes it, one is compelled to feel any act of bestowal, either toward another person or toward the Creator, as emptiness beyond conception. But through great effort, one slowly rises and attains a second nature. And then one attains the final goal, which is dvekut, adhesion with Him. Since this is the case, it is reasonable to think that the part of the Torah that deals with man's relationship with his friend is more capable of bringing one to the desired goal. This is because the work in mitzvot between man and God is fixed and specific and is not demanding, and one becomes easily accustomed to it, and everything that is done out of a habit is no longer useful. But the mitzvot between man and man are changing and irregular, and demands surround him wherever he may turn. Hence, their cure is much more certain, and their aim is closer.
This is a big difference, depending on where we put the emphasis on what to commit, what to keep the mitzvot between a man and his friend, and between a man and the place, the Creator. Between a man and the place, I'm doing certain actions. I don't know to whom, for what. The Creator is concealed, and I'm aiming myself in such a way that through these actions that religious people typically do, I do it. So what is he saying? In such actions, I get something consistent. No one is demanding any changes from me. No one is responding, reacting to what I do. Rather, I'm standing before an unchanging quality and unresponsive. It doesn't show me if I'm good or not good, if I can add or not add. Therefore, people who are in such work have no descent. They have only a habit, and that's it. Education that they receive from their childhood, and that's what they're doing. Girsa d'Yankuta. People who work towards the other, that they want to attain, love thy friend as yourself, and their work is in the society, in the group, in the ten, in Arvut, to attain various forms of connection that we need in order to discover in them the Creator according to the law of equivalence of form, then we are in various changes. And not simply these changes that a person changes. Rather, each one who changes in his society influences him as well. Turns out that each and everyone is in this vortex. And specifically from those changes, up, down, all directions, doesn't matter. The more changes, the more society gains from it. This is the matter of keeping the mitzvot between a person, between a man and the place, where you could easily become domem de kedusha, still level in sanctity, or the mitzvot, the commandments between man and his friend that constantly change you. You get a response, you get criticized, you receive changes by the environment, and the person advances quickly. At least not thousands of years that typically take for the domem de kedusha, the still life and sanctity, to become vegetative, then animate, and then speaking. Rather, anyone who enters the work between a man and his friend in a few years he can receive a level of identification with the Creator according to the law of equivalence of form. Okay?
Ken.
Why, if we have such a distinction between man and man and man and this and God, why are we trying to mix it all the time, to put the Creator into...
We bring the Creator as the obligator, as the giver of the Torah. Not that towards Him we can do something. What can He do towards the Creator? Can He bestow to Him? No. Rather, only through the friends. That's why first focus on the friends, bestow to them, try to connect with them, start connecting with them, try to discover if you have connection or not, and in the connection between it, discover the Creator, and then bestow it to Him. All of us, together with the ten.
The question is more about, if we have such a clear distinction, that only the friends or only the Creator?
That's why... It was corrupted during the days of the temple. Well, you thought they tossed out the Torah, God forbid. No. They simply shifted the emphasis from working between men and the Creator to working between men and His friend. Meaning they stopped working between men and His friend, love thy friend as yourself, and said, we care about the Creator. Love the Creator, your God. Love the Lord, your God. No one knows where He is. He thinks He's already in it.
Toronto.
That's a person that is constantly working with the friends and doing all the commandments in that direction. What's the correct way to use the commandments of... from a person to the place, to the Creator, for this kind of person?
Shomim lo tov.
We hear you badly. We don't understand what you asked.
What is the correct way to do the commandments between the person to the place, to the Creator, for the person who is actually following the commandments between him and the friends, and the
the mitzvot between man and the place, the Creator, we receive from the Creator through Kabbalists. How else will we know? All the laws, all the rules that we need to acquire, to absorb, to change towards the Creator. But we realize all those things only in the society, because then you have all those changes that we can then act accordingly. You can realize, you can see what's going on with us. Meaning, there are no direct commandments to the Creator except through the Ten. If we connect, and to the extent we connect between us, then from the connection between us, we can turn to the Creator, we can bestow to Him. Otherwise, it doesn't exist. Anyone who doesn't work in this way towards the society, but instead aims directly to the Creator, is only destroying himself. We learned about this recently in all the verses, you can find them. Where are we?
Item 15.
15. Read it.
Item 15. Now we can understand the words of Hillel HaNasi to the proselyte, that the essence of the Torah is love thy friend as thyself, and the remaining 612 mitzvot are but in their interpretation of it. And even the mitzvot between man and God are regarded as a qualification of that mitzvah, which is the final aim, emerging from the Torah and mitzvot, as our sages said, the Torah and mitzvot were given only so as to cleanse Israel.
Meaning to the extent I connect to the environment, and together with them, we become one network, one web of connections, and this web of connections, if I can aim it towards the Creator, meaning it will be homogeneous, so we will be as one man in one heart, and we want to be in mutual bestowal. That mutual bestowal, we aim at the Creator. And this way, more and more and more. This is the style of our work. That's why when we attain love thy friend as yourself, to some extent between us, all the other commandments we can then keep in this connection from that point on. But if we don't have that connection, love thy friend as yourself, we cannot keep any of the commandments.
This is the cleansing of the body until one attains a second nature, defined as love for others, meaning the one mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself, which is the final aim of the Torah, after which one immediately attains dvekut with him.
This is interesting. To the extent we advance from love thy friend as yourself, keep that all the time, and start to aim at love thy Lord your God, we see that these two commandments become one. And there are no friends. There's nothing here except for there is none else besides him. But this is something we acquire with a spiritual vision, sight.
Rav, how do you turn love thy friend into the network of connections between us? How to come out of you having a friend who's a prisoner into building a whole web when you're trying to connect?
A common effort, even in corporeality, as much as possible, between the members of the ten, effort, even in corporeality, in prayer to the Creator, as much as possible, more and more. That's it. There are no other actions. Effort in connection and prayer to the Creator. But it has to be in practice. And only in that. All the other actions, if they can help it, then there's room for them. But if not, then no.
Rav, there are two ends here. Sometimes, whatever mercy they do, they only do for themselves. That's clear. That's man's nature. And the other end is love thy friend as yourself. How do you bridge the gap between the two?
We become love your... From love your belly to love your Creator. We raise it, one to the other.
That's a thing. How can you do that?
By the reforming light.
How do I ask for that light that can basically the only thing that can change me?
How will you explain it?
How to draw it, how to ask for it.
How to invite it, to think about it all the time, while doing actions of connection. Without the actions of connection, the light doesn't influence you.
Because this thing, performing actions, it's a problem. I can think about my own belly, as you said. What's good for me?
What do you mean problem? You don't have actions of bestowal?
What actions of bestowal do I have?
I don't know. I'll give you now something. Fix the AC. We'll find something. I sell books. Okay. Even better. It doesn't matter what action are you doing. You just have to think that I'm doing this action in order to connect my friends and sanctify them, tie them to the Creator. So the Creator would appear between us.
Yeah, that's what I said in the beginning. That's the difficulty here. Because basically, whatever you do it for your own good. And you're saying, I'm going to give you an action that will be bestowed for others, not for you. That's the difficulty. How to do it? How to understand that it's for others?
The action is the same. Just the intention changes. When you go into sell books, let's say, then you're selling the books either way. Except your intention. What are you doing when you're working in that? Meaning, do you wish to sell a book, or you wish that through this book sale the light, the reforms will come and bring us closer to the Creator so we can be in mutual bestowal, mutual love? Think about that all the time during those actions. There's nothing else you can do. That's how it is. But it works. Either way, it works.
Yeah, you need serious effort, because you need faith above reason here.
I can't give you any preferred treatment regarding your effort. No questions? Nothing?
Good morning. Can we go back to the question in the previous part about the theft? That's also...
But theft, what's yes. So interesting to you?
You said that the difference between an educated person and uneducated is the line... whether he has reward and punishment, meaning we don't want people here who are educated in advance.
No, it doesn't matter. Anyone who comes here gets rid of his style and his external manifestations very quickly.
What I wanted to ask, if I come over here, I'm sure the friends here are good and you can...
Who are you seeing here? What good? Gershon, tell him something.
No.
As
Kulam Gadavim.
Everyone is a thief. Everyone is a liar. What else? I can't hear. Okay, in short, there's nothing worse.
So the question here, if we know that to the extent that we connect and we keep on going in our process of connection and we're drawing the light that reforms, it changes us in a way that all the bad things awaken. They appear in us. So I have to wait for it from the friends or from my behalf. How do I behave here?
Whatever it may be, you need to be a good example to the friends, and you need to want them to receive correction with you together in connection where the Creator can be revealed. That's it. The formula is simple.
No. Thank you. During the day, how can we turn the disconnection into a stronger intensity of connection between us?
During the day, you need to think about what we talked about, and also previously in the first lesson, that our work in total is to build the web of connections between us called the field that the Creator has blessed, and from within it, in it, to discover the upper force, to bestow to it, just like the way I bestow to the friends, I bestow to the Creator. It's one and the same. And when we meet, finally, me, the society, and the Creator, together in the connection between us. This is called Israel, or Ha'ita Kodesh Brichu Chadu. Israel, the light, the creator, are one. That's what I intend to happen. So I imagine my 10 together in connection between everyone, and inside this connection, as a foundation for the connection, as the level of connection, the one who sustains the connection, the creator. That's it. That's correct for the entire path. And for now,
we'll read a few announcements.
No announcements. Nothing. Okay.
Okay, so we'll read the announcements. Zohar lesson. You're all invited to watch us tonight at 5:30 Israel time, live with Dr. Rav Lightman in our website, the Zohar lesson. Open Friday. Friends from all over Israel, viewers of our channel, come join us in a special Kabbalah lesson and a great meal tomorrow, Friday, 2:45 a.m., 12 Nevatim Street, Petah Tikva. For registration, please call 1-700-509-209 or in our website, kab.co.il. Thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. Fundamentals of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Lam College is happy to invite you to an intro evening before we open the course, Fundamentals of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We're going to have these evenings in 18 branches all over Israel. For registration, go into our website or call us at 1-700-509-209. Thank you and have a good day. הכל התחיל עוד בבבל נפרדנו כך לכל תבל חדלנו להבין אחד את השני איבדנו זה את זה וקשר חיוני חצינו יבשות ומלחמות קשות עכשיו הנשמות ביחד מממשות בני שפות אנחנו מקצות עולם הגענו שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה נשפות אנחנו מקצות עולם הגענו שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה היום כמו חג בישראל נוהרים מכל דבל משתוקקים רק להתחבר והתפילה תלך ותתגבר כי הנרות דולקים בכל הלבבות עם אש האהבה נדביק את הנשמות בני שפות אנחנו מקצות עולם הגענו שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה